This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for August 23rd, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. Ted Danson is living a renaissance in his career, getting his 18th Emmy nomination as Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. This time, it's for his role in the NBC sitcom The Good Place, a quirky series about the afterlife. Danson told The Hollywood Reporter that what he loves about the show is that it's about decency, ethics, and that your actions have consequences, that someone is paying attention. We first heard that the movie Galaxy Quest was being developed for TV on Amazon Video about 3 years ago. But when Alan Rickman, one of the original stars of the movie, died, it was put on the back burner. Now it's back in development, and the writer Paul Scheer said he's hoping to expand on and pay off the original 1999 Galaxy Quest while appealing to sci-fi fans of today. He acknowledged that in the past 20 years, science fiction and geek culture have gone mainstream. For people in the western USA, this won't be a surprise, but a new map from NASA and NOAA detailing the extent of this summer's wildfires show just how far the smoke they've created has spread. More than 1.9 million acres in western states are or have been on fire, and the interactive map shows the smoke from the fires has spread across the rest of the U.S. and Canada, and it gives a forecast of how that will change. See the link in the show notes to find the map. Speaking of sights in the sky, a group of sky watchers in northern Canada saw a strange phenomenon that's still unexplained. The group saw a thin river of purple light slashing vertically through the skies that seemed to stretch hundreds of miles into space. For some reason, they dubbed it Steve, and now astronomers are saying that Steve is not an aurora, like the usual aurora borealis, but it's something completely new and unexplained. What they do know is that it's a kind of pipeline of incredibly fast hot gas slicing through the atmosphere. And at about 200 miles above the Earth, it was 5,500 degrees Fahrenheit. But it's unexplained. That's kind of cool. And that's the StarQuest Headlines Update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com/headlines. And please remember to fill out our 2018 listener survey at sqpn.com/survey. I'm Dom Bettinelli.